be activated with a monthly fee. As always, technology advances and becomes better. Apple introduced their new iPad 2 in March of 2011. They kept the same screen size, 9.7 inches, as well as the resolution size. What did change, however, was the internal processor, getting up to an Apple A5 chip. There was even a small boost to the CPU power, as well as doubling the RAM size. What really activated this change were the huge amounts of new applications that hit the market, some more advanced than others. In order to run them effectively, Apple needed to enhance their machine to give it that extra performance boost. The iPad 2 is really where applications and application makers reached for the stars. Many new complex games came out that took advantage of the touchscreen features. Adventure games had crisper graphics, as well as precise control. This is also why Apple added a gyroscope to the iPad. Games can now be controlled by simply tilting the tablet to the left or right, adding extra control. Another year passes, and another tablet is released. Apple likes to surprise consumers with a new model of their hottest item, 12 to 18 months in between. This is what led to the unveiling of the iPad 3. Becoming a bigger item than their first tablet, the iPad 3 added